In today's podcast, we talk about judgment. Are you judging me right now? Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I am your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So, one thing I do on occasion with my daughter is we love watching some of the shows that she gets passionate about, like Outer Banks or some K-drama shows, right? These teeny things, right? And for those of you who are unfamiliar, K-dramas, that's a genre of Korean drama shows that's all in Korean and often have sappy or overly dramatic plot lines. In either situation, as I watch them myself, I find myself criticizing the story or the acting or the plot holes and unrealistic moments. For me, it's very frustrating when things are predictable or unrealistic. But then a funny thing happened. I started writing my own book, a fictional work filled with drama. And as I began to evaluate some of my first chapter, I found some of the same predictable cliches and I cringed. You guys, what have I done? What, you know, it was so weird to see that I could do the same things that were irking me as I watched dramas. What was interesting about this stark realization was that I now could see more clearly how judgmental I had become and the frequent and often accidental nature of my own hypocrisy. I have a judgment problem. Not that I have an inability to judge things, but that I have a frequency to my judgment of others. I judge and I judge and I judge. And while most of my judgment doesn't ever even leave my lips, it seems I've given it free rein just to go out and live while I watch TV. And because of that, I've gotten to get well acquainted with this issue of mine that has gone unaddressed as I judge others often in silence. Now, in Luke chapter 6 today, Jesus reminds us of the circle of judgment, if you will. The cycle of judgment, forgiveness, generosity. And he says this, he says, judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it will be measured back to you. That was in Luke 6, 37 and 38. That last verse is often used to discuss our generosity. And it's clearly true, but we can't miss the context here. It also makes it clear that this applies to our forgiveness as well as our judgment of others. I am becoming deeply aware that this judgment of others is killing me. Notice I said me and not them. They are in no way hindered by my silent judgment or bitter unforgiveness. But as I in my heart sit as the judge with the gavel, claiming right, wrong, righteous, unrighteous, not only do I blasphemy sit in the seat of the true judge, Jesus, and receive the opposition of God that comes along with my being proud, but I now sit as judge and call myself to account for all decisions and then cast that same judgment upon myself. Now, while I should live, as we all, in a lifestyle of repentance, I must understand that Jesus is still a forgiver and still one that pours grace upon his people. That unlike me, as he sits in the seat, he has a heart of pure love and compassion as we repent and bring him our faults. He doesn't ridicule or revile like I often can. He receives and he gives love. If we can find no better reason to eliminate our judgment of others, at least let us do it so that the same judgment is not heaped upon us. Oftentimes, by ourselves. So right now, let's pray and ask God to help free us from our wicked judgment of others and ourselves as we allow Him to be the only righteous judge that He is. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for You. We're grateful that You do judge us, judge the world, because we want justice, Lord God, and it is through Your judgment that justice can ultimately be done. Heavenly Father, help us to have the humility and the submission and the patience and the trust to allow You to be the only judge. Yes, to still evaluate the fruit of our lives. Yes, to still bring before our mistakes before Your feet, but not to be in judgment of ourselves, condemning ourselves or one another, not to be pointing a righteous finger in any direction. Lord God, help us to see our need for Your judgment and only Your judgment, Lord God. Help us to release ourselves from the chains of judgment. Free us right now, Lord God. Free me right now, Lord God. I want to walk free of that, Lord God. Your word says that we will receive the same heaped upon us. I want to receive grace. So help me to give grace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, today, why don't we make a concerted effort, knowing that God's Spirit is going to empower us to walk in grace, not just for ourselves, but for one another. Do all that we can to apply grace, knowing that we are going to expect the same. And God is gracious and He's faithful to do it. So head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment there. Subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. Leave a comment on the sites there. And I look forward to seeing you guys back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.